To Inside Agriculture on the Red River Farm Network. Farmland prices have seen historically high levels over the past few years, driven by several factors. Now, that upward trajectory may be changing. Red River Farm Network farm broadcaster Whitney Pittman has more.
Steffes Group Area Representative Scott Gillespie says while farmland values have followed commodity prices higher, climbing interest rates are starting to cap prices. In the right situations, there may be exceptions to that trend.
We may have seen a little bit of a tempering when it comes to the upward trend that we've seen the last few years especially. And obviously they're going to follow commodity prices somewhat. But interest rates going up as well has been a big factor in that. That and there isn't a lot of land for sale. And when it does, the prices are high enough. There's not a lot of buyers for that. It's still very solid. Maybe with the interest rate increase we've seen, I've been a little bit surprised that it hasn't dipped more than it has. It's more of a leveling out. That's our correction that we've been seeing lately. And if it's the love property next door that somebody's been waiting two lifetimes to buy, the gloves are off. You just never know.
While interest rates have risen, Gillespie says they aren't abnormally high.
But I do think that interest rates, they've risen. But we spent a decade of historically low interest rates. That is not normal. We need to be able to do business in agriculture with normal interest rates. 15, 20%, we can't deal with that. If something like that happens, again, gloves are off. Nobody knows what's going to happen. But if they stay at a decent rate where people can afford to stay in business, it's going to be okay.
Reporting Agriculture's Business, I'm Whitney Pittman on the Red River Farm Network.
Heavy rain.